Now began with a senior Iranian official having hailed as heroic the downing of an Israeli jet by the Syrian army. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Ali Shamkhani said the move shows era of, quote, hit and run has ended. He added that Tel Aviv must get ready to face the consequences of its aggression against Syria. On Saturday, Syria downed an F-16 Israeli jet, which was carrying out a raid on military positions inside the country. Tel Aviv claims that it conducted the attack after a drone entered the occupied Golan Heights from Syria, but Damascus dismissed the claim as a lie. Earlier, political analyst Brecht Jonkers joined Press TV with his take on the downing of the Israeli jet by the Syrian military.
It's my belief that the downing of the Israeli F-16 primarily shows that Syria has decided that it will not be pushed around anymore by Israeli Zionist violations of its national sovereignty and territorial integrity. As many people already know, the Israelis have violated Syrian airspace multiple times, and at several times this was done in immediate support to terrorist forces in the area, especially in the Syrian Golan Heights, back when Al-Qaeda and ISIS still held considerable force and amounts of territory there. But obviously Tel Aviv has always denied any such attacks happening, or has always at least assumed a policy of silence, neither like plausible deniability. I think it's very important that this F-16 from the Zionist Air Force was downed over Syrian airspace, because it has shown that there is definitive proof that the Israeli regime has indeed sent military violations of Syrian airspace.